Tesco Ireland Limited has pleaded guilty to breaches of consumer law and has agreed to pay a €1,000 charity donation after an investigation by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission found that the retailer failed to include unit pricing on price labels for its popular Clubcard products. Joining me on the line now to discuss the case and also the move by supermarket chains to introduce more competitive offers for loyalty card holders is the social affairs correspondent with the Irish Independent, Amy Molloy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Joan.
Amy, what was this investigation all about?
So this basically stemmed because under Irish consumer law, shops are required to display both the selling price and the unit price, which tells customers how much the product will cost per kilo or per litre. Now, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission basically found two examples of Tesco breaching this law in August last year, as it didn't display the unit price on shelf labels for its Clubcard promotions. So basically, Tesco had broken consumer protection law by failing to include unit prices for its Clubcard promotion offers. In Dublin District Court yesterday, Tesco pleaded guilty to this and was ordered to pay the CCPC's legal costs and to make a donation of €1,000 to the Little Flower Penny Dinners charity, which provides meals to people in need. So basically, the CCPC said it carried out this investigation because unit pricing is supposed to allow consumers to evaluate what products are best value for money, and it also prevents them paying money for less. Now, when we contacted Tesco for a statement on this, they didn't reference the court case directly, but they did say it now displays unit pricing for all its Clubcard offers. I think it's important to point out as well that a consumer group in the UK actually called Tesco out on this last year. And at the time, Tesco initially got quite defensive and maintained it wasn't doing anything wrong and that its pricing was clearly labelled. However, there was a significant consumer backlash to this. And in February this year, it introduced unit pricing displays for all its Clubcard promotion offers.
It doesn't sound like they learned their lesson from the UK example and the sanction they've been given this time around, you know, the €1,000 donation to charity. It doesn't seem like it's terribly harsh. You know, are they likely to be deterred from this in the future?
I'm not sure. Like, they've also been ordered to pay the CCPC's legal costs. Now, we don't know how much that will amount to. But I think the fact that it's actually changed its pricing displays now and introduced unit pricing for Clubcard promotions, that hopefully consumers will be better protected. I think it's worth pointing out as well that Tesco has over 8,000 products that are cheaper for holders of Clubcards. And, you know, I think with the cost of living crisis at the minute, we've definitely seen an increase in consumers signing up for loyalty schemes like this. But then on the flip side of that, while, you know, they maintain that customers are getting huge savings with this, we have had consumer groups also raise concerns that loyalty cards price cuts like this could actually lead to price rises for shoppers who aren't signed up to such schemes.
Yes, because so essentially they're subsidising the people who have club cards, the people who don't. Isn't that it?
Exactly. And, you know, with some supermarkets as well, these loyalty card schemes, where some supermarkets might have a physical card, like, you know, Tesco have the club card or Dunn's has the value club card. But then you have the likes of Lidl who operate all their loyalty systems through apps on smartphones. So then, you know, people like of the older generation who might not have a smartphone mightn't be able to avail of these offers. And we have seen consumer groups actually call for investigations to be carried out, you know, because there are concerns that maybe the prices for regular shoppers are being increased to make these kind of promotions look better deals for people. And, you know, there are pros and cons, I suppose, of these loyalty schemes. You know, Tesco maintain that their Clubcard scheme can save shoppers up to €400 per year. But then I suppose when you see, you know, obviously they hadn't been displaying their unit prices as well. So people might not have been getting as good a deals as they might have thought at the time because they weren't able to compare it to other products in other supermarkets.
It's very hard for the ordinary consumer to keep up with it all, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I definitely think sometimes consumers can feel kind of pressure to sign up to these loyalty schemes as well. And while they can often be free to sign up to, like, you know, Tesco also have some loyalty schemes where you have to pay, you know, up to €8 a month to avail of certain offers. And, you know, I think a lot of people, when you're doing your shopping, if you're asked for a club card or a value club card, and you don't have it, you know, they really try and push for you to sign up for it there and then. But it's also time consuming to sign up for these loyalty schemes. And yeah, I suppose that the regular customer who doesn't have a loyalty card might kind of worry that, you know, that they're losing out as well. But yeah, I think there's more investigations need to be done in this area. And yeah, I think we'll see that into the future.
Okay. Amy Malloy, Social Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.